London, South, a town. You're thinking urban decay?
Bite of anything. Trying to live off hundreds and thousands. Anyway, I know how to relax. Bottle of cider and old Top of the Pops album, please.
John, you're making me tense.
All right, you listen to your relaxation tape, I'll listen to mine.
You are a whale, diving into
the deep. Flat 14.
You know, like, India was incredible. Such a shock, you know. It's just, you know, it's a shock because it's so...
filthy?
No. No, it's not dirty.
What? Meaning?
No, they're not as horrified by dirt as we are in the West. They accept it and try to live with it in harmony. But, you know, spiritually they're much tidier than we are.
Sounds horrible.
No, it is so exciting to live in a country where you could get killed by a tiger or a salad.
Hello, Sean.
Oh, hello, Corinne. Is it Corinne or Corinne?
No, it's Corin with a K, silence. I made it up myself. Is Erilyn?
No, he's been hunted by a Norwegian fisherman.
What?
It's a joke. You know, he's listening to one of your tapes.
Oh, right. Is it all right if I wait? You're not too busy, are you?
Busy? God. Snowed under, I haven't stopped all day. I don't know, I get it all done, you know. It seems to take so long. I started out, I went to the dry cleaners. That was a waste of time. Can you believe it? They can't get beetroot stains off sheepskin. I went by a newspaper. Big queue in the newsagent. I forgot. It's lottery day, you know. Then I changed the PIN number. That took ages because I nearly forgot the old one. By the time I got the off licence, it was 6 o'clock. Madness. No, I did it.
How did you get beetroot on your coat?
I bought it like that. That's another job. Return that coat. Get my pound back.
Well, sounds very hectic.
That's my life, isn't it?
No, Sean. It doesn't have to be like that.
Here we go.
No. You could come with me and Errol to the Takwan classes.
What?
Takwan. It's so good. It's like a Chinese system of balancing your body and your mind. It teaches you to vocalize all the chi points in your body by expressing them, and then this helps to realign them. Look, I'll show you.
Well, have you got your mat?
No, I can do it anywhere.
I already do that, but with a few more of these.
It's not quite the same. It's not the same at all.
Well, I said all right. Balanced, at ease, a little bit drunk, yeah? Probably feel as good as you feel.
No, you don't.
I do. I feel brilliant. How good do you feel?
You can't measure these things.
I feel fantastic. I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa! Oh, yeah. All it takes is a couple of drinks and you feel way. You should try it.
Errol, you finished in there?
Relax. It won't be long.
You don't need to tell me to relax, thank you. I'm one of the most relaxed people in the city.
All right. I'll shut up. I'll obviously get on your nerves.
No, you don't.
I better do. I usually do.
Not me.
Who makes these relaxation tapes?
I do. It's very satisfying to bring tranquility into other people's lives.
Right, how much do you get for them?
£10.
Mm. £10 talking bollocks. Yeah. That must be very relaxing.
No, I don't do it for the money.
Yes, I do get on your nerves.
Hello, Corinne.
You took your time.
What's the matter?
We're going to miss the class.
Relax.
Don't tell me to relax.
Oi, stop drinking the pool.
I love chlorine.
Okay, just a sip. From the deep end.
Excuse me, lifeguard. I think there's a man in trouble over there. Either you jump in and save him, or I will.
He's fine, I know. I taught him to swim like that.
I'm going in.
Get off! Leave me alone!
I'm sorry, I thought you were drowning.
No, I can't swim. I can't stop the class. It's your class.
Keep it up, Frank. But wave your arms about a bit more. See, I told you. If there's any action, mate, I'd be up for it. You can't believe how boring this job is. I spend most of my time watching old ladies drift up and down the pool. Some of them move slower than tectonic plates. So what, sometimes if they all line up, you can run across them like stepping stones.
Maybe you are in the wrong job. Maybe you need a challenge.
Here we go.
Life is about challenges. You can do anything you want. You're an amazing human being.
I know that. I've been telling people that for years.
You should come to one of my fulfillment classes. You're frustrated because you're not realising your potential. Everyone has got something they need.
You're right, actually. I am frustrated. I've just realised, yeah. I'm frustrated because I've got a crap pillow. Yeah. Every night I go to sleep, I remember, I must get a new pillow. Right? Eventually, I get to sleep. Get up the next day, completely forgot about it. Until I have to go to sleep again. Next day, forgot about it. Until I have to go to sleep again. And so it goes on and on and on, year in, year out. It's a relentless chain of dreary domestic amnesia.
Come to one of my classes, we can change all that.
Do you sell pillows?
Oh, that'll be £14.50, please, madam. And remember, don't cook your partridges till your guests have arrived. A flash of heat and they're done. They're the fish fingers of the poultry world. Bye. Neville, stop playing with the venison and rearrange those egrets. Now, what can I do for you, sir?
Have you got any bacon?
No, we only do poultry and game, sir.
Mm. What's that?
The snipes, tiny, aren't they? They're the twiglets of the poultry world. The big fella like you wants to get your teeth into one of these.
Here we go.
A lovely, fresh goose. Get yourself round one of these, that'll cheer you up.
There's nothing wrong with me, I'm fine.
You need a bit of colour on your cheeks. And a bit of fat on you. There's a lot of fat on a goose, isn't there?
So they make you fat?
No, I eat about three of those a week. Look at me, I'm like a wasp. I'm like a happy little wasp. I'm never happier than when I've got a goose inside me.
Are you trying to tell me that if I eat a goose, it would radically change my life?
Yeah.
That man's eternal quest for happiness and fulfilment is finally over.
Yeah. Geese are the Prozac of the poultry world.
All right, Errol.
Hiya.
What are you cooking?
Fish fingers.
Karima, I like that.
Yeah, we split up. Yeah, she asked me something three times and she didn't like the final answer.
What was the question?
Did I like her?
Well, why did you go out with her then?
Well, she just came up to me in the health food shop and, like, took over. I was only in there because I can't go in the baker's anymore. And the woman behind the counter keeps shoving cream horns in my face and inviting me to Leicester.
What is it with you? I mean, women just can't seem to leave you alone. I think what it is, they want to mother you, you know, which I find a bit weird. I wouldn't even want to be your distant cousin.
Errol, can I use the blue towel?
Yeah. Who's that? Samantha. She was following me around the Beckett Centre. Like, when I got my coat stuck in the revolving doors, she set me free. She works for the RSPCA.
Do you like her?
No. She smells of pets.
Why do you tell these women to leave you alone?
I don't like to be rude, you know? I don't like to hurt their feelings. That's the best bit.
I'll do it if you want.
No.
Errol, your towel is so lovely and fluffy and warm. Oh, hello. You must be Sean.
Right.
Got my hands dirty when I rescued Errol from the revolving doors. We got chatting in about 15 minutes.
Oh, great.
What does?
Born Free. Got it on DVD with 45 extra minutes of cub footage. You can come and watch it if you want.
Ah, sorry. Now, I've already made arrangements to go to the pub and have a quiet drink on my own.
Flat 67. Relaxation tape lesson 3. Now take a deep breath and slowly out. Feel the air dragging the tension from your body. Breathe in and out.
I'm trying to make a relaxation tape!
Bloody pillow. Get one tomorrow. I've got to get one tomorrow. I know. Errol, you in bed?
Yeah.
I want to ask you something.
What?
Can I put the light on?
No.
I'm having a bit of trouble sleeping.
Yeah?
And I was wondering if you could help.
Oh, no.
Tomorrow, could you remind me to buy a pillow?
Oh! Yeah.
What, did you think I was going to try and...
No.
You did, didn't you? You thought I was going to try
and...
Oh,
get... no.
Did you think...
Don't ask me 3 times, it's not fair.
Did you think I was going to try and get in bed with you?
Yes. Well, everyone else is. Oh, I've never told you about that 3-question rule.
It was a bit stupid of you.
Have you gone yet?
Yeah.
Why do I have to hide?
I don't know.
You do fancy me, don't you, Errol?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah. You can ask me again if you like.
Good. I'm glad you thought I was trying to get this bloody pillow. He's a bit moody. Very moody.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you go in the middle of the night?
Nowhere.
Did you have someone in your room?
Yeah.
Did you have someone in your room?
Yeah.
Did you have someone in your room?
Yeah. Why didn't you believe me the first time?
Just checking. What happened, Mr. Mensah?
Oh, we were watching Born Free and I accidentally threw a cat against the wall.
Easily done. The fear of the big cats means you take it out on the small cats.
Yeah. So anyway, she threw me out, you know, and I was walking home, and I passed this woman who was looking up her laundrette. Anyway, she said I looked like her son, so...
I don't want to know anymore, I don't want to know anymore, I've got to go to work, I've got to change my PIN number.
Why do you do that?
Well, if it gets too familiar, it takes the excitement out of going... going to the machine and...
I like the risk. Yeah.
Will I remember it? Won't I? Oh. It's a dull life, Willie, Errol, but little things like that spice it up.
There's something else I've got to do. Pillow. 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 You've got to buy a pillow.
Oh, no, it's only a pillow.
Breathe in. And out. Let yourself drift. Imagine you're floating somewhere beautiful. Like a clear pool of water. The fish are nibbling at the hairs on your thighs. Feel the sun on your face. Nice and warm. Imagine there's no such thing as skin cancer. Mosquitoes. Jellyfish. Orchids.
Oi, stop looking so pleased with yourself.
I can walk on water.
No, you can walk on old ladies. Must pass below. How are you getting on, Frank?
Oh, no, Frank!
Oh, brilliant, bit of action.
Oh, thank you.
on my dad.
You all right?
I thought I was going to die.
I got by a pillow.
My whole life flashed before me.
I got by a pillow.
You're a hero.
I got by a pillow.
How could I ever repay you?
Have you got a pillow, have you?
Welcome to the Beckett Centre. Why not drop into our food village and try a range of corned beef sandwiches from around the world? At 2 o'clock this afternoon, Kaju Gugu will be in Asda, which is where they now work. The Beckett Centre, a great place to shop, eat, meet Eddie Grant. He sells peanuts outside Dixon's.
Help you.
Oh, yeah, I want to buy a pillow.
Steve, can you deal with this? Well, he wants to buy a pillow.
Why can't you sell me a pillow?
I don't know much about them. Steve, the expert.
Just a pillow?
Would Glenn Medeiros, that's Glenn Medeiros, please report to the manager's office. Thank you.
I'll take over, Jim. Thing is, sir, there are as many varieties of pillow as there are people in the world.
What? There's 3 billion different types of pillow.
Sorry, I was exaggerating. But there are as many types of pillow as...
What?
Moments in time.
So now there's an infinite variety of pillow.
I've gone the wrong way. I should have gone smaller. No, there are as many types of pillow as there are strings on a violin.
So there's 4 types of pillow.
No, there's 7.
So what you want to say is there are as many types of pillow as there are dwarves that help Snow White.
That's right, sir. There's orthopaedic, synthetic, hypoallergenic.
What was that?
Hypoallergenic.
What does that do?
Which hypoallergenic.
Okay, right.
Goose down, duck down.
Well, I just want the best pillow you've got. The best.
You'll want the King Coma Easy Dream Sleep Master, packed with the finest down feathers and polyacrylate compound devised by NASA. It induces instant sleep. I dare touch it in case I'm not off at work.
That sounds fantastic.
£42.
Right. Oh, I've only got tenner.
You can't buy it then, can you?
I know. I'll go to the bank and come back. Attitude.
If you want to treat the kids, get along to Iceland, where the man behind the voice of Zippy from Rainbow can be found filling the shelves.
Damn, that's not it. Was it? 428, no, that was Monday. 731.
Hurry up, mate!
I can't remember my number! I've only got one go left. 7316. Oh, swallowed my card!
What's the matter, mate?
Well, I flew too close to the flame and. Paid the ultimate price.
Staff announcement, would John Craven, that's John Craven, please make his way to Superdrug? There's a mess that needs to be cleaned up. Thank you, John.
Could you cash this cheque, please?
You got any ID?
No.
Can't cash it then. You need something to prove who you are.
Alright, so if I came in here and I had 4 heads, a blue tail, and was spewing green liquid out of my ears, but had a driving licence saying I'm Sean Locke, you'd give me my money.
Well, obviously I'd have to have a word with the manager.
You don't understand, mate. I've got to buy this pillow today. I've been putting it off for 3 years. I mean, I promised myself I'd have a new pillow tonight. It's a fantastic pillow. Spacemen use it. It's only £42.
If you go home and get your driving licence, I can give you the money.
But all the way home?
Where do you live?
Around the corner.
It's not so bad then, is it?
No. I think I got things a bit out of proportion there. Sorry, I just really want this pillow.
It's all right.
I'm used to it. At least you didn't mention my third album.
Oi, everybody! That's Chesney Hawks! They let him make three albums!
Hello, son. Where are you, boy? My room?
No.
Of course not, my box. Wandering about aimlessly?
No.
If I could be early for that. Drawing phallic symbols on Celine Dion posters.
No.
Oh, it's so hard to guess where you've been when you haven't got any bags. Have you been out selling your bags?
No.
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. You've been making a pop video with a bunch of local scallywags you've grown for stardom.
No.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shot in the dark. Buying a duvet.
No.
Am I warm?
Yeah.
Building a hot rod?
No.
It always does, but I've been.
You smell like you've been down the pub.
That's right.
I'm very good at this. It's just sure not going to forget.
Breathe in and out. I want you to imagine you've got amnesia. You don't know you're married. You don't know you've got any kids. You don't know where you live, so you don't have to go back. You can start up a new life. As a croupier in Monte Carlo, servicing divorcees. Living in a heart-shaped apartment with Monique, a young acrobat.
Nigel, I'm in the garden for you downstairs, I'm going to yoga.
Nigel? I'm Pierre.
That'll be £13.50, please, madam. And remember, don't put the wild boar sausages next to the venison burgers. They clash. No, stop squeezing the ducks. I know they're fascinating, but people do have to eat them.
Oh, what can I do for you, sir?
Nothing. It's all right.
You must want something. How about a nice pheasant or a woodcock?
No, I'm hiding from this woman. She keeps following me.
Oh, you lucky devil.
Where is she?
It's outside Starbucks.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh. Oh, burgundy and fawn.
I don't know her. She just won't leave me alone.
Oh, don't worry. I'll sort it out. Oi, madam. Shoo, go on. Get off with you. Get rid of yourself. Go on. I've got something better to do. Why don't you? Go on, out of it. Go on. Oh.
Don't shoot her.
Don't worry. It's only blank.
Right, let's cash this check. Quick, quick. Where's Chesney?
He got the sack.
Oh. Fingers in the till?
Nah, the manager had his third album.
Give him pillow!
We have many types of pillow.
Space pillow, now! Space pillow! Hello. You look relaxed.
Yeah, yeah. I've learned how to fend women off without upsetting them. Hey, what's this?
Hi, Errol. I wanted to be on the
show. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Do they not find that rude?
No, just confusing.
Ah, this pillow's nice. I can't keep this to myself. I mean, this is what people really need to relax. I'm going to make one of those tapes. Hello. Are you stressed? Well, I'm here to help you relax with my unique relaxation cocktail. Take one brand new pillow. Add a 2-litre bottle of old English cider. And my secret ingredient, mud. So relaxing.
Sure, I'll sit
two stories high, starred Sean Locke with Alex Sloan, Dan Murch, Chris Neal, Tracy Ann Overman, and Rob Rouse. It was written by Sean Locke. The script editor was Mark Jones. The production team was Alison Carter, Linda Copley, Ashley McKenzie, Carl Phillips, and Sue Templeman. The producer was Chris Neal.